Today on Politics in Action, we discuss Elections Canada's view on cybersecurity and how Chinese-based company WeChat has expanded their role in the Canadian elections. Also, a quick update at the polls in your riding. I'm Kabir, and you're listening to CJMQ on 88.9 FM. Monday's federal election will be one of Canada's biggest events, as we head to the polls in hopes of electing the party of our choice. It is important to understand what a fair vote is. An important mechanism in this process is the Digital Advertising Registry. 2018's Bill C-78 added up-to-date restrictions concerning paid elections digital advertising. Paid digital advertising accounts for a large amount of content that is used to influence the population. Young people spend lots of their time on social media, where they are bombarded with advertisements designed to influence their decisions. The amendments to Bill C-78 were written to regulate the online sphere of political advertising. Essentially, a digital advertising registry is a public record that each online platform must display, explaining their paid interactions with political parties. This is also in place to hold third-party groups accountable. Each third-party group has a spending limit of $1 million during the pre-writ period and $500,000 once the writ drops and campaigning commences. Additionally, third-party organizations are not allowed to use foreign funds to support their political advertising activities. The question that has been raised is whether social media platforms that are not headquartered in Canada have to follow these rules. The answer from the Canadian government is that they do. However, Chinese-based messaging / social media platform WeChat has been accused of running an advertisement worded in English and Mandarin, which is said to be endorsed by the Conservative Party of Canada. WeChat has not set up a digital advertising registry and denies that the platform is being used for political advertisements. This questions whether Canada can enforce advertisements on a popular platform like WeChat. With thousands of Canadians regularly using this app, political ads on it do have some effect on the minds of voters. The key takeaway from this is that these ads are unregulated and they are not factored into the $500,000 spending limit. This creates an unfair advantage between Canada's political parties. Although WeChat officially stated that they did not want their app to be used for political advertising, it is still their responsibility to establish regulations to prevent unregistered activity from occurring. Elections Canada issued a statement with regards to situations like this one, saying, "Some platforms may decide to not sell regulated ads rather than create a registry. However, in such situations, steps must be taken to ensure that no regulated advertising appears on the platform. If regulated ads appear without being included in a registry, an investigation and even prosecution could take place, depending on the circumstances." Although this statement hits the main points of digital advertisement regulations, it contains a lot of gaps when it's applied to non-Canadian platforms, specifically when the terms investigation and persecution are used towards companies not based in Canada. The rise of the internet has closely connected the world, and this calls for an increased amount of policies in the cybersphere. Additionally, foreign entities from Russia and China have been linked with election manipulation over the last few years. This is concerning, and it is why Canada must strengthen its policy toward limiting foreign influences on elections. Now on to a look at the opinion polls of your riding, brought to you by Calculated Politics. In the riding of Sherbrooke, the Bloc Québécois lead by 5 points over the Liberal Party. And in the riding of Compton-Stanstead, the Liberal Party lead by 2 points over the Bloc. You're listening to Politics in Action on CJMQ 88.9 FM.